You're listening to the Two Sleuth Podcast, all about the business of dentistry. Hosted by yours truly, Greg Essenmacher, a fixable arch dental expert and founder of GNA Consult. Speaking with industry leaders on the dental landscape from their perspective. Welcome back, everyone. Greg Essenmacher, but you know who I am. I've invited a good friend of mine that I've known for a while in the industry, Tommy Bruno. Tommy's a game changer, consistently exceeding goals, achieving President's Club status. But what he really shines through on is a successful tenure, not only with Neodent, Patterson, Banco. He's now with Tri Implants. And if you haven't heard of Tri Implants, you're going to hear about it today. I'm excited for him to share that. But that's not all. You might know him as, quote, Call Tommy on social media, which I love how he's branded himself. Many of you know that I talk about branding a lot in patient experience. So he's connected with doctors nationwide. He's digital savvy, undoubtedly helps to elevate our outreach and impact in the implant market. Help me welcome my friend, Tommy. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Greg. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm so excited that, you know, when I think about branding, marketing, I talk about branding all the time in the full arch space. And I talk about it in the way that branding doesn't stop with your digital imprint, with your landing pages, with your website, but it's also in clinic about the initial inquiry. How are you answering the phone? How are you treating patients when they come in the door? And you've developed your own personal brand, you know, the Call Tommy with the phone number on Instagram. So many people get to know you that way. How did you come up with that concept? I just love it.
You know, it's funny. It all started because, you know, as an implant rep, you have to go out and find new business. And really, I just hate to cold call, right? So I just developed this thing one day and I said, hey, what if I just start making videos? And what if I start doing something on social media before it was even really popular? And it's evolved over the years, over the last probably 5 or 6 years to this, I don't know, persona, right? That people see me in the car and they recognize me. I have no idea who these people are sometimes.
Yeah, and it's amazing. And I know what that's like when people see you, recognize you through social media. You know, pre-show, we were having a little bit of a conversation. You said, man, you're everywhere. Well, it appears that I'm everywhere too. And I connect with so many business people, whether it's through Instagram or through LinkedIn. And I'll even say Facebook, even though I'm not as active on Facebook as I could be, right? Because you meet them and you meet them in different ways through seeing their work or seeing what they do for work. You connect with them and then you see them live, either at an implant course. I see them at conferences, at DSO meetings, and you see them live and in person. And I know, like my picture, you know, I'm grateful that my husband was able to touch it up a little bit, make me look a little younger, take a few wrinkles out, right? Nothing wrong with that. It's not live Botox, not that there's anything wrong with that either. And so tell me about an experience you've had where somebody's met you and they like, they know you, but you're like, but do I know you? Because I've had those. So tell me about an experience you've had like that.
Yeah, you know, I think two of them come to mind. The first one was I was in, you know, a full arch surgery with a new oral surgeon, and the anesthesiologist was like, hey, Tommy, how are you? And I'm like, what? Hi. Hey, doc, how are you? She's like, you know, I follow you on Instagram. Like, your videos are fantastic. I was like, oh, hey, how are you? You know, nice to meet you. I'm like, are you, you know, DMD, ZZZ or something? And she's like, yes, that's me. I'm like, oh, pretty cool. But the other cool one was I was on our incentive trip when I was at Neodent, and it was the first one I went to. We were headed down to Aruba and I get off the plane and I'm in the shuttle, like headed to the thing. And the other Straumann rep's like, hey, you're that guy in the video. Like, all my doctors talk about you. You're the guy that just makes videos in your car. And I'm like, yes, that's me. And he's like, oh, great job. So a couple different, you know, scenarios.
I love it. And what I love to say is if it's memorable, they'll remember it. And when I teach, coach, and train on every touch point of the patient journey in full arch, that's what I use. So I use a lot of acronyms and I use a lot of things like that rather than scripts. So it's not something they have to memorize. It's just something they have to adopt. And with acronyms, they tend to remember those acronyms and then they can apply it to what they know and learn. So what are some of the tools that you've used to become, other than like that online branding, in order to become more memorable with clients, because you're tremendously successful in what you do. And so what are some of those tools that you've used? Because my listening audience, sure, there's clinicians that listen and others, but there's a lot of people that are in the manufacturing side or in the sales side or some level in groups and organizations. And I'm sure they'd love to be able to learn some of the tips, because I bet some of them might not even know Call Tommy and probably heard that and thought, wow, that's kind of a unique way to get my message out there. So what can you share on how you've been able to be memorable for some of those individuals that you've come in contact with?
You know, I think it's almost like part of our conversation we had at the beginning before we started recording, right? And you said it's about being authentic. And I think that for me, it's me, right? Like there's no show. It's who I am every day. I am the guy that walks into your office, you know, with a big smile on my face every day, and tries to give you some new idea and challenge you as a clinician to do better dentistry. And over the years, you know, the acronyms like you have, I came up with, you know, elevate, accelerate, and let me show you what's possible. And I kind of use that a couple different ways, you know, whether it be going into digital dentistry or accelerating your implant business through marketing. And then let me bring you to one of my doctors who's already had tremendous success with it. And let me show you what's truly possible. And I think, you know, those kind of little things nobody else really does, and or not to the extent that I try to do it. And, you know, I'm always trying to think about what's next for me, you know. So, you know, I think 3 years ago it was 3D printing, and then 2 years ago it was photogrammetry. And now, you know, it kind of led me to where I am today.
Yeah, I absolutely love that, because for me, it's all about best practices. I talk about the fact that, you know, this isn't Greg Essenmacher's, not G&A Consult, who's the smartest guy in the room and has all the answers. It's really best practices accumulated from around the country, clinics all over the country, of them sharing what they know and learn, and also others that are in the same space, others that are colleagues of mine that share about what they're learning, not have learned, learning, because it's constantly dynamic, changing. And then what you talk about, right, is then being able to share that and building a tribe of individuals who are open-armed, willing to share, and not worried that everybody's competition, right? Because the pie's getting bigger. Full Arch is a $1.5 billion industry growing by 8% every year. I mean, this is something where there's more need out there with patients, with 34 million Americans missing 14 teeth or more right now. And the need is tremendous. And so it's not so much about that limited pie and limited mindset, but really on the abundance mindset and being able to share. And I love that you brought that forward. So thank you for that. So I want to transition it, you know, now that you're working with tri-implants, and it's something that's newer, I think, to the U.S. marketplace. And I'm curious, I'd love to hear more about it, share a little bit more about that with the listening audience, because I know just a little. And all I really know is that it means that there's no abutments. And for me, in Full Arch, and everything's about a multi-unit abutment, at least from what I know. And so curious what you can share in a way that some of us can understand the concept without getting too salesy. Don't get too salesy. People don't want that.
Well, I don't think you'll ever have to worry about that. And so, because I try to not be salesy in everything that I do. So TRI, we've been in Europe for probably, I don't know, 10, 11 years. They came up, Tobias, our founder, CEO, came up with an idea about having no abutment and truly going digital with everything that TRI does. So TRI stands for Tobias Richter Implants. Someday I want to have my own implant line, you know, TBI or something like that. But really is about truly about going digital. Yes, we have no abutment, but it's truly about having a better, more efficient workflow for everybody. And you know, for Full Arch, you can actually bring your workflow down by 50%, you know, complete with photogrammetry, everything. We have our own scan bridge, but really it's a better patient experience. We all know that when you go digital versus the old analog conversions, right? Instead of having the patient sit there and having to try in 100 times, you know, in and out of the mouth, we now can do it digitally, and it's a passive fit, and it just fits every time if you do it right. You know, if you're talking single implants, you can now place an implant, scan it, send it to us. We'll send the file back to you, and you know, within 20 minutes, and in under an hour, that patient has a customized restoration, right? It's not like one that the doctor's fabricating in the office anymore. It's a truly customized 3D printed restoration for that patient. It's just a better solution.
Hi, everyone. Sorry for the interruption. Greg Essenmacher here, founder of GNA Consult. Just want to take a brief moment and let you know if you're a practice owner, founder, group administrator, or DSO regional manager trainer and looking to add, grow full arch for your location, improve same-store sales, or learn more about what full arch can do for your production numbers and profitability, reach out to the show and book a discovery call today. Our expert team is here to help. I mean, I really love what you're sharing, especially on the singles. So you must have like a great design team, and really the digital design services when it comes to implants have come so far, whether it's on the photogrammetry side that you mentioned before about being able to do full arch. And now you're talking even with singles to be able to get a customized solution for a single implant for a clinician, rather than, you know, grinding down and trying to figure out how to create a temporary for a tooth that's in the aesthetic zone. What I'm hearing you say is that even for a single, just to be able to scan, send, and 20 minutes later, have that customized solution back in to be able to print in-house. Is that how simple it is for a single implant with your implant system?
It truly is, Greg. And you know, I mean, most clinicians, if you're good at implants, it probably takes you longer to numb the patient than it does to place the implant. I mean, we did one the other day. It took them 8 minutes to place the implant. You know, sends the file over 20 minutes, and then it takes you just as long to 3D print it. So, and now the resins are so unbelievable for printing that, I mean, the aesthetics on them is fantastic.
Yeah, and that's amazing. I mean, with that type of digital workflow, and that it really is the direction that, you know, all of implant dentistry is going with digital workflow. So talk to me a little bit about now MyLane, because you know full arch probably as well as I do, pretty close. And I've been expanding mine. And I love what you were talking about in the full arch side too, about when you have clinicians that want to be able to expand their learning, their knowledge with the best practices. One thing that, you know, with my second tenure with Neodent, it was more about working on, don't go in and, oh, want to buy my implant? That was like always the phrase that I would use, which don't do that, right? Don't be a salesperson. And I was joking with you and saying, you know, don't sell on here, because you never did. And that's why you and I always saw eye to eye. It's more about, you know, bring that consultative approach of how can I help you to build and grow what you're trying to do, Mr. or Miss Doctor, right? So that you do better, because when you do better, I'll do better and everybody's going to win. Patients are going to get a better result. Like, what is it that you need as part of your practice? And you mentioned marketing, like better marketing for your practice. So what are some of those resources, and how do you collaborate with others to find and bring in those resources for your clinicians to really be a well-rounded resource for your clinicians? Because that's really where it makes a difference.
Yeah, you know, Greg, I think it's really about being curious and trying to figure out what's next. And for me, I was always, you know, interested in digital dentistry. So if a doctor had said to me, hey, Tommy, have you heard about this? No, I haven't heard about this. Let me find out more and let me get some training on it. You know, if it was InstaRisa, for example, a doctor had called me about InstaRisa one day. So I went to the InstaRisa course. You know, I went out there, learned all about it. So now I can talk better about it. So I like to try to bring in the experts, because I am no expert by any means. And just, you know, I like to get people interested enough to talk to somebody else. So I would get them, you know, they talk to me about their clinical side. And then, you know, I bring in the 3D printer expert, or I bring in the photogrammetry expert, or the milling expert. And now we have one trainer who can actually train everybody and put it all together for them.
Yeah, and that's really right. The collaboration and subject matter experts, it's definitely something that at GNA Consult we do. And, you know, because I don't have all the skills in the world, and there's certain areas, especially like on the general side of dentistry, to bring in experts that really know better than I do in so many ways, which I think is fantastic. So outside of dentistry, you know, we talk so much about business, and especially if we're successful in business, there's got to be foundationally things outside of just the business day, although sometimes it can overrun our day. You know, clinicians are in the chair doing procedures from, you know, 8 to 5, sometimes later. And a lot of times they reach out to us after hours. That's when they think about a case, they might remember, and, you know, being responsive to that. So they might interrupt the rest of our day, if you will, or the other parts of our day. What's that look like for you outside of the quote business day that brings you joy, that brings you passion? What does that support structure look like in your life?
Ooh, you know, I mean, I have such a great support structure, you know, life. I have 7 kids, if people don't know.
Did you say 7 kids?
7 kids. So I was second wife. And you know, I was married the first time, I had five children, and now I had my current wife already had two, so now we have seven. All older now, so two seniors in high school all the way through age 26. But that's a tremendous support structure for me. You know, I couldn't ask for anyone better than that. But you know, outside of work, I mean, you talk about getting phone calls all the time. Everybody knows I like to run a lot, and I like to run early in the morning, right? I am up probably 3:30 every day, and there's a lot of days that I'm on the trail in the middle of the woods in the dark by 4:30, 5 o'clock. And I can't tell you how many times my phone rings at 5 o'clock in the morning in the middle of the woods, and I talk to doctors in the middle of the woods as I run. And I just tell them ahead of time, hey, listen, if you don't mind the heavy breathing, you know, I will continue to run and talk to you. But it's funny because they're not, you know, they don't have their hands in a patient's mouth, and they have some time. So maybe they're up early too, and they're doing whatever it is they have to do to run their business when they're not running their business, and they don't not doing dentistry. So I don't get a lot of calls late night because they all know I go to bed early because I'm getting up at 3 o'clock. But that's usually what happens, is I get a lot of phone calls, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I think that's where you and I are very similar. So my natural circadian rhythm gets me up at 4:30 in the morning, and those that are up early, we're like a clan of people that are up
It's a
early.
cult.
And I'm in bed. I try to get to bed early too, by like 8:30 latest. Like I'm done. Like, you know, you can shut phone goes on silent. You're not gonna get me late. You can get me early. But the difference is I'm on the West Coast, so like the East Coast people, it kind of lines with them a little bit easier. So I love to hear that too. And you know, those that do work on their business, right? And when they're not working in their business, those tend to be the ones that do extend beyond, that are challenging themselves, that are going beyond, are doing the full arch dentistry, are building and growing their business, are more interested in the best practices and sharing those and learning more and really stretching us as individuals to be able to provide more for them and share more with them. So, and I but I've got to go back to this. So you have two seniors in high school all the way up to 26 years old. So with the two seniors in high school, so that means you'll be empty nesters once they graduate.
Yes, it's, you know, it's almost, you know, nowadays, like we're empty nesters now. They're never around, you know. So yeah, we have two seniors in high school. We have one, two, three in college. One's going to graduate this year. Two going to graduate this year, and we have two that are out of school. So it's
Love that.
pretty crazy.
Love it. That's amazing. And what a great family too to be having. All right, Tommy. It's the part of the program. All of my guests play a little something called What the Sleuth is Going On? Three rapid fire questions. First thing that comes to mind. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready. I'm
And
nervous, but I'm ready.
you're a regular listener too, and you already said you forgot the questions before. You were blanking. So I can't wait to hear these.
Yeah, me
Question
too.
number one. What's the worst bad breath you've ever encountered?
Oh, I think I was on a plane, and you know, this is before COVID, so nobody wore masks, and the person was right next to me. And you can't go anywhere, right? And I'm in the middle seat, and the person's just there, and they're in the aisle seat, and I am just in trouble. You know, from Boston to Chicago, 3 hours, terrible. Because you can't like put the mask on like you could now and pretend like you're worried about COVID, right? So they didn't have masks back then.
Well, and even now, it's not so much for me. So I'm masking up on planes now just because I travel so much. And in the winter, it's all like patient zero. You can hear them all hacking. Like within like five rows, I'm like, I'm done. I'm wearing a mask. I'm wiping down my seat with a Clorox wipe every time I sit down with as much as I travel. So yeah, it's not just with COVID. So for sure. And at least people don't give me like weird look. Well, some probably do because there's not much of us masking right now, but I can't be doing that. All right, question number two. If you could change one thing about your smile, what would it be?
Ooh.
I mean, you're going to be an empty nester soon. So, like, boot them all out, tell them they're on their own for college and take out loans. I mean, just saying. There's total opportunity here, Tommy. And you probably know a dentist or two, just saying.
I do. I do. So I think my lower, I've had braces and I've had aligners. I've had them since, right? So I think the bottom, it's still, they're still crooked. a couple of them. You can't see them much in my smile, so it's not too bad.
I was gonna say, I'm looking now that you say that. Like, you have a great smile. I don't like your uppers when you smile big. Like, it shows like some gums. Like, you have a little bit of a I think it looks great.
Everybody says I have a great smile, but it's the lowers that you don't see. That, you know, you're always more critical on yourself.
We're our own worst critics. I agree. All right. Question number three. If you could go back and be the inventor of any dental product, and no, you can't use the company that you're working for, which one would you choose and why?
That's such a hard question.
And folks, right, this is a regular listener of the program, and he still didn't realize it was coming.
I know. Originally, when I thought of it, I was going to say my implant company, right? Because it's revolutionary and it's fantastic. But I would say it's hard, but I'm going to probably say floss, right?
Dental floss,
Because it's so important. Like, if you don't floss, it leads to so many bad things. And we talk about the bad breath, right? Like, you can get some terrible breath from it. So I would say probably, like, maybe cocoa floss, right? Like, they're fantastic stuff. And so I'll say floss.
So, true story for me, growing up, I would go and have my teeth cleaned on a regular basis. You know, Dr. Schloff was my first dentist. And then I lost the name of who took over his practice. I think it was just a partner of his that had like a nicer practice. I don't have it. I'll have to think of it later. But anyway, so I would go and get my teeth cleaned. And the hygienist, she was amazing. It was the same hygienist for many, many years. And she would go and she would floss, and my gums would bleed. She'd be like, "Do you floss?" "No." "Well, you really should." And she wasn't like convincing about it. So I never changed that habit. I got into dental a little bit less than 18 years ago. And I saw pictures of the progression of periodontal disease. I flossed every day for the rest since then. So all of you dentists out there, all of you hygienists out there, for someone like me, just scare the crap out of me by showing like the stages of periodontal disease. It'll work. It might not work on everyone, but it'll work on someone like me. So if you know someone like me who comes into your practice who doesn't floss, just scare them. Just scare them by showing those pictures. So
I would say it's probably the more the travel ones, right? Because I'm that guy in the car. I'm driving down the road and I'm flossing with the flossers. So
the little
wedgie
stick, the little things that look like a football, like when you used to fold it up in a paper and you flick it around. You're vibing with me. I know you told me the age of your kids, so we're probably about the same age. All right, I'm picking up what you're setting down. Well, Tommy, in the last few minutes, I want to respect your time and my listening audience's time. What have I not asked you, or what would you like to share with my listening audience for them to understand or learn about today?
You know, I think that the most important thing for your listeners to think about is dentistry's changing every day. And it's so hard to keep up with everything that happens, right? I mean, most of the clinicians I talk to every day, they have their head down and their hands in somebody's mouth. And they change lives every day, but how do you keep up with it? So I think it's really important just to talk to different people and keep your mind open, because technology does change every day. I mean, we have no abutment. Right? Like, how crazy is that to have an implant system with no abutment? So, you know, 5 years ago, you would never think that, you know, and then earlier this year, we found out that Sprint Ray has a new Allenex Tough 2 resin that's FDA cleared for finals. We're going to be printing finals soon. And even 2 years ago, you would never think that because the resin wasn't there. So I would just say to everybody, keep an open mind, you know, embrace technology because it's there, it's here. Right? It's no more digital dentistry is the future. It's now. It's now.
And I mean, I agree. When you look at the advances in dentistry, they are coming exponentially. I mean, what you're talking about with AI integration, with, you know, detection of caries, and with, you know, the way that it's helping to make more efficient design services, and it's integrating with some of the software and the designing software and some of the innovations with your implant system, the TRI implant system. I mean, it truly is amazing. And to be able to see, if you're not keeping up, you're going to end up like Kodak, who put all their eggs in the basket saying true photographers will always use film. They will never go digital. And look what happened to them. In a very short period of time, went from the pinnacle of, you know, their industry to almost nothing, right? And they had they really lost their entire portfolio because of it. And dentistry, I'm not saying that it happened that short period of time and that big of a fall, but there are so many new technologies coming about. Doesn't matter what your transition strategy is eventually, right? Whether it's to set up to be able to transition out, or you know, to a DSO or an independent, or sell to a private individual owner. Doesn't matter what that strategy looks like, because of the advances in dentistry, keep up to date. Doesn't mean you have to buy all the latest toys. Doesn't mean you have to fill in the blank, but just being aware of what's out there. And there's so many different ways to do it, whether it's through, you know, individual sales reps, whether it's through conferences that are out there, whether it's through online learning platforms. You know, it doesn't mean you have to spend a ton of money to gain knowledge and continual learning. And that is really what is critically important. And I'm just grateful that you've come on and shared about TRI implants, Tommy. And you're such a good friend, and you always have been. And I'm so grateful to have spent some time with you. Thank you for being a guest on the Tooth Sleuth podcast.
Greg, you know, it's been a serious pleasure. I think I've listened to all 50 episodes so far. So I'm truly excited.
I'm honored. And how can they get a hold of you besides looking up Call Tommy or looking up Call Tommy on Instagram? How do they get a hold of you and learn more about yourself or TRI implants?
Yeah, as always, right? Call Tommy today, 508-277-5770. You know, that's my phone number. You can look me up on Instagram, just tommy.bruno at TRI implants, or send me an email, tommy.bruno@tri-implants.com. I don't give out the email address too often, so.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, and if, I mean, they get through to you through socials or through your cell phone number, that's perfect as well. We'll make sure that gets in the show notes. Tommy, always a pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
Greg, appreciate it. Thank you.
Be sure to tune in to our next episode of the Tooth Sleuth Podcast. If you need help with converting lead calls into consults, closing consults into more full arch cases, or creating a more strategic marketing message and branding for your practice or group, follow me for more tips, or reach out to GNA Consult for a discovery call today.